The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, and welcome to My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy. Griffin and Justin are away. They're traveling about this great world of ours, exploring new adventures. I don't know. I think they're working. I don't really pay attention when they talk. But this is our best of episodes. It's episode 82 to 91, so we're getting close to that 100 episode mark. We hope you enjoy it. It includes a lot of my favorite bits, including Dwarp and Cake Boss and a bunch of good ones. So I hope you like it. And yeah, here you go. Enjoy.
But not too familiar.
Who has this much time? You know, when I last updated my status update, when I want people to know that I did something cool, that's the only time that you should ever update your status or Twitter or anything. If you're doing something cooler than somebody else might be doing it that exact second, that's when you tweet. Or you're making something good for dinner.
Over half of my status updates just say, check out this thing I did.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically it.
I made this.
I made this thing.
Okay, and as much as I hate people that are just like, I went to the store today, what I really hate is those ones that are like, a true friend will do this, but a dear friend, and I'm just like, fuck you. You know, that's people that don't actually have friends.
Can you give me an example of what you mean, Travis?
Oh, you're gonna have
Travis,
to give me
I'd love an example too.
I would love this.
You're gonna have to give me a second.
No. I would love it just like straight off the dome freestyle.
I don't know. Oh god, give me a fuck.
So like a true friend will drive you to the airport, a dear friend will fly the plane. Right.
A good guy will get you flowers. The right guy will eat them for you. I don't know.
Eat these flowers. Prove you love me. Eat these rhododendrons.
Prove your love and eat the rhododendrons.
Eat them, David.
Bite the rose.
Bite the rose,
bite
David.
Bite the rose, David.
What if our dreams are just blurred memories of our previous lives?
What?
These are all coming to us from Yahoo Answers user Los Pumas, who is really turned out about 60 of these.
Okay.
Dear parents, just because it's your house doesn't mean it's not my privacy. Sincerely, teens.
Is this guy 45?
Teens.
Guess what? It does mean that. It means it. It means it
teens.
All over. Teens. That's our new sign-off for My Brother, teens. My Brother, and Me. Kiss Your Dad's Green Lips is gone. Teens is in.
Teens.
Oh, my God. There's websites that generate Facebook statuses for you.
What? Oh,
no.
That's teens.
Now I have a virus.
But not too familiar.
This is an advice show for the modern era. We're going to get to the advice in just a second, but first, some lady in this audience has a secret about these two. Yes, it's true. She knows who she is. She is probably too ashamed to admit it.
When I get nervous pre-show, and I always do, I gotta make peeps. And sometimes I have to use the one closest to the green room, which in this case was the ladies' room. We didn't want to, I guess, ruin the magic of the show by exposing ourselves to the audience. There were two stalls in there. Travis and I agreed on peep procedure. We both went in both stalls.
There she is.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Normally I would apologize, but you did not follow bathroom procedure. You didn't jiggle the handle. Yeah. Didn't knock on
the
door.
She didn't expect there to be two dudes.
You always have to expect two dudes.
You always
expect two dudes in a bathroom.
This is a classy show. She shouldn't have to expect two dudes hanging out crossing the streams.
There were two different stalls.
We crossed the streams.
They were separate stalls. We did pause in the middle and switch stalls.
But that's just so we could get the full experience.
I giggled in the middle of the act, like, because it was so ridiculous to do it.
And we high-fived as we were passing.
That part's not true. I definitely giggled, though, and I couldn't just... Was I giggling when you came in? Because that would... Ah, God damn it.
Well, nothing gets rid of the pre-show jitters, like supreme embarrassment.
Yeah, that's a deep shame. God damn it.
What? No, my dad reads those.
The jig is up.
Oh, man. But not too
familiar. Okay, so he says, I'm a Grinch. It doesn't matter what holiday it is. Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, 4th of July. He did not include candle nights, but I'm assuming. Or anything else. Just can't get excited for him. Want to get excited and enjoy the holidays, but I just can't seem to. How can I stop being a Grinch?
Like things.
Okay. Normally we try to cut a little deeper to the bone here on our show, but wait. I guess like things is a perfectly suitable answer.
Like every holiday, like Columbus Day and like Canadian Thanksgiving and stuff.
What about
like,
what about Independence Day? Maybe they all the aliens.
Can you not eat superfruit gummies during the show?
Sorry.
You sound like my this is my chaw addicted brother Griffin. He loves two things: bad advice and smokeless tobacco.
No, but really, Independence Day, not a fan of that. It's just fireworks and hot dogs. How can you not get into things exploding and also there
Wait
are hot
a
dogs
minute.
There?
Is every day of your life a holiday? Are you Tim McGraw, live like it was the, like I'm dying style? Every day out there skydiving, Rocky Mountain climbing? No? Well, you're here, so I can tell that's not true.
Wow.
What do you have against, let me say this, do you have anything against him or is it just like, eh?
Yeah, I don't feel it. Oh, welcome to adulthood.
Yeah. Guess what? Nothing's as good as it used to be.
You turn like 16 and people stop giving you candy and sparklers and it's sad from now on.
Yeah, you have to...
Then you have to drink chillers and 5-hour energy drinks just to feel.
Yeah. We have a cure for your problem. It's called alcohol. Get on the bus.
What I found in my adult life is all the holidays that I loved as a kid, like Halloween and Christmas and stuff, I had to give those up to appreciate holidays like St. Patrick's Day
and
Columbus Day.
Sacrifice a few holidays so that the other ones mean more.
No, I'm just saying, like, I've learned to appreciate I don't have to go to work today days, and okay. I get to drink all day days.
How do you not like those days?
And Flag Day.
What's wrong with you?
I think you're too broken for our help. And, sir, I'm sorry. You will be issued a full refund at the door. You will not. But not
too familiar. I have a Yahoo.
A Yahoo, you say?
I have a Yahoo Answers.
From the Yahoo Answers service.
From the Yahoo Answers platform.
Okay.
That was developed.
Right. I can't stop drinking it, even though
I know.
You
it's
have
like
to
an
stop
experiment now.
It.
It's like mouth art for your mouth. This one was sent in by Alethea Eckhart. Thank you, Alethea. It's by Yahoo Answers user Nevea, who asks...
Heaven backwards. Yeah. Hey, everybody, by the way, cheese it with that. All right. Unless your name's Nevea and you're here, in which case it's lovely.
Who asks, what can I get a horse and dog for Christmas? We're having a Christmas party on this Saturday, and we're doing Secret Santa, and I got a horse named Daisy and a dog named Bandit. Which, Bandit is kind of old and only has 20% vision, so I can't really get him toys. So what else can I get a dog that only has 20% vision?
Euthanasia.
And what? And what do you buy a horse for Christmas besides treats? Horse treats, apples, sugar. Hey, guess what? That's the only thing that horses give a shit about, and not being not those three things, and not being kicked in the sides. Those are the four things that horses like.
I got you this necklace of roses.
I like oats and not having a man on me.
Maybe you could get him a smaller horse and a smaller dog.
But you know what? Even those horses give a shit about holidays. Just saying.
Hey,
just saying.
Get it together.
They get a little extra trot in their gallop right around Thanksgiving and stuff.
I don't know what horses like anymore.
In my day, horses...
You used to have my finger...
They appreciated the simpler things, like Smucker's Raspberry Preserve.
I used to have my finger on the equestrian pulse, and nowadays I just feel so divorced from it.
You know what you could do? You could get the horse a dog present and the dog a horse present, and then they swap them, gift the magi.
right.
And they become best friends.
That's not how Gift of the Magi works. Thanks for the watch chain. It's yours now. It's
Gift of the Lazy Guy.
Yeah, swaparoo.
Newsflash, if you're a horse, you don't fucking know that. You just take it for granted. Somebody tells you to run in a circle, you're like, okay, boss.
Yeah, I guess, thanks. Okay, I hope I get oats for this.
We've gone, I don't know, 5 minutes without addressing the fact that someone got a horse and a dog and a Secret Santa. What kind of fucking Secret Santa is this?
What kind of Secret Santa is there where you draw a human being saying, like, oh, woo, oh, shots to black
hair. Thank God! Someone that wears shoes and pants and stuff.
Yeah, I got the short straw. It looks like I got the horse. Good news, you can give the straw to the horse. He will enjoy that very much.
Can you?
Why is your response not, this is a horse?
There's been a clerical error.
You have written
No,
bandit.
I entered the human Secret Santa.
I'm a human and I have a horse.
Is the horse and dog draw names? Do they have to get...
What the fuck is that horse going to get?
I got you.
All I got is these shoes and like an apple.
Do you want this eaten apple?
Steven the human isn't going to like this apple.
Bad news for Dorothy in accounting. You're not getting anything. Don't even buy a gift. You're going home empty-handed. But not
too familiar. Here's a Yahoo that has nothing to do with snooze. It's by Yahoo Answers... sent in by Nefariosity. Thank you, Nefariosity. It's by Yahoo Answers user question mark who asks, what do angels eat for my book?
How to cook for angels.
I am...
I'd read it. I would. I'd read it.
That Shiner Bock is so good after drinking that orange jizz for 30 minutes.
That's because it's made
two S's.
It's just made here in Austin.
Woo! Woo!
Guys, you gotta stop giving in to me. Like
I am writing a book, and the girl in my book is pregnant with an angel, and I want her to have something to crave. Help!
Unfortunately, it's a biography.
You're not writing a book, let's be honest.
You're justifying to your dad.
Yeah.
Daddy, it's an angel.
Trust me, it's an angel, baby.
I'm trying to win a bet with my stupid friends.
What do angels eat?
Two different people in the Yahoo Answers platform wrote angel food cake. Good one, guys.
Quality. Oh, good goof.
Quality. Nobody said angel hair pasta. Couldn't get another angel-based food.
What about
stuff?
Devil's food cake?
Can you believe it?
Travis, if you make the jokes that are as bad as the jokes that are in there, then people don't have to listen.
No, I said it in a tone of voice like I'm mocking them, but it's all I could come up with.
If we just said bad jokes snidely for 30 minutes, would you guys be cool?
I think anything?
I guess.
Anything they want to. Obviously, their teeth are made of metal.
Angels, I'm pretty sure, only eat cloud-based foods.
So, like cloud burgers.
Like cloud burgers, mostly.
Right.
Do they eat, like, tacos?
Cloud tacos.
They can eat cloud tacos. They're not exclusively towards cloud burgers.
Do you think that...
There's a lot of cloud-based foods in this situation that I'm whipping up live on stage.
Griffin's out there on a bold new frontier, and he's writing the rules as
you
watch.
No, keep challenging me on this.
What about cupcakes?
God damn it. Yeah, they eat those too, but they're made of clouds. In this situation I'm creating.
What about...
Have you guys ever seen improv before? This is how it works.
Normally we record for an hour and 15 minutes, and you get a 55-minute show, and these are the gems you're missing out on. If you can believe it, you would be robbed of cloud time.
This is my brother, and me, face-to-face, 3, Tokyo Drift, the cutting room floor.
Bring it down.
Do angels have to
Things
eat?
Are getting too funny. Slow it down.
Let's have a really intense theological discussion. What do you guys think about angels?
If I get to heaven...
Taking all comers.
When I get to heaven and I become an angel, because okay. I think I did a pretty good job down here.
Right.
Pretty sure that's how it works.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't want to have the onus of eating on me.
Right. Angels only eat because they're hungry. Because then...
Actually, angels only eat to take food away from poor people.
This is mine. This isn't made of clouds. I hate it. This one was sent in by Krista Whalen. Thank you, Krista. It's by Yahoo.
God.
I know, she sent in like 30. It's by Yahoo Answers user Mycroft who asks,
What are some awkward places to hang mistletoe?
Belt buckle.
Gallows.
Funny, awkward, uncomfortable, or bizarre places to hang mistletoe? Shanks.
On the top of the coffin.
Oh, man.
What?
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. The top of the speculum?
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
What is that, like a...
What's a funny, awkward place to hang? You know what I really like? On your belt buckle.
That's good, though. That's hysterical.
No, I already said that one.
What no, listen, we know, we're commenting on the comedy.
Belt buckles was good.
Yeah.
What about on the back, what about on the back belt loop of your pants so it looks like you're saying, kiss my fanny.
That's what we're reduced to for candlelights. You have to say fanny?
Mm-hmm.
Now, just so you know, Griffin, in many countries that aren't America, fanny means something completely different.
Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What does it mean?
That's dardy. I don't want to know about it because it's candlelights.
No, you don't.
All right.
What about anywhere? Anywhere in the world? Anywhere that you hang mistletoe is always awkward and terrible.
Guys, have you ever been... we've all been on this planet for between, like, 28 and 31 years. Or, no, like, 25 years, right?
24. But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's Christmas. You don't know my age.
That's all. I asked you for Christmas for a card that...
A birth certificate.
Proof. Some kind of proof.
I wanted you and Obama to give me a birth certificate for Christmas. Have you guys ever been to a Christmas party or gathering or somebody's house where there was actually mistletoe?
Yes.
On display?
Yes, but not until recently. I went to a party, and I walked into the kitchen.
Hold on, wait. This story sounds like it's going to be long. Will it also be funny? No.
Yes. It's very short.
Is its link to the humor?
Let me assuage your fears. It's very short, but not funny.
Okay. Break on through, then.
I walked into the kitchen and looked up, and there was a mistletoe hanging in the middle of the room, and around the perimeter of the room were eight guys looking really uncomfortable waiting for a girl to walk into the room.
Oh. Yeah. We got her! Come on!
What are you doing? Look up! You got me.
Get some chapstick. Get your Burt's Bees. It's smooching time.
Maybe this was a fever dream, but I feel like I went to a boy-girl party in middle school where mistletoe was hung aloft from the rafters, like something that you hang from rafters.
I think it's the most awkward thing in the world, and I wish we would stop doing it.
I've never been smooched. Aww. Thanks to mistletoe.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's a real thing people are doing. Are there any good answers on that one?
The Fifth Street Overpass. The end of my dog's tail.
And whoa!
That's awful. And last but certainly not least, on your mom. Ha! Okay, it was funny for a minute. I don't actually... above the toilet. I like that, actually.
Kiss the toilet.
Kiss that toilet before you use it.
Hey, everybody in mistletoe, you know that you don't just have to kiss whatever inanimate object home.
It's not like a binding contract.
That's all this people said. On your dad's wardrobe, the letterbox, on a table lamp, light switch. Come here, light switch. Cassandra says, put it in the guy's locker room, smiley face. I don't think that's going to play out how you think it's going to play out.
No.
Good game, Brock. Hey, Brick, come here.
Did you just name them Brick and Brock? Hello, Brock. Hello, Brick. I guess we should have seen this coming.
Christmas law binds us, Brick. I know, Brock. Why are we so adherent to it?
Hey, good hockey. Come here.
That's hockey sweater. Let me take it off if you want to kiss you under the mistletoe.
Hey, what's going on in here? Get out of here, Brack.
Get out of here, Brack. Brick and Brock are kissing.
Come over here, Brooke. You're cool.
Brooke. Bruce. Join this kiss party.
Guys, it's pronounced Bruce. For the last time, it's Bruce.
Now it's Bruce. But not too familiar. This one was sent in by Horse Lover Fat. Thanks, Horse Lover Fat. It's by Yahoo Answers user Touch My Pigtails and Die, who asked,
oh, no.
If you were a legitimate vampire, as 99% of the world is, who would you surprise with the gift of eternal life this Christmas? For me, it would be Bob from accounting. He has nice hair, and it deserves to look that way forever.
Wow. A legitimate vampire. Not one of these fakey...
Not one of these fly-by-night, Johnny-come-lately vampires.
Not one of these kids that go to the mall on a Hot Topic, and they buy the fangs, and they put them on their teeth, and they bite each other.
Yeah.
And then they get sick from the bites.
From the bites and the Chinese-made fake fangs.
They're made of lead. You get sick from putting them in your mouth, and then from putting them in the neck.
I don't know if I can say this or not, but I think I would give that eternal life to the Pope. Make him forever Pope.
Oh, no. You're enjoying...
John Ratzenberg that much. Join John Ratzenberg that much that you're gonna keep him as a turnip pope?
I just kind of like the idea of Forever Pope. Uh-huh. I feel like he could really get a lot done.
That's impossible. Think about it. If he
None of us are Catholic, by the way.
None of us are Catholic. if you're a vampire, you can't. How is your day gonna be? He wears a cross on his hat.
It's gonna be unpleasant. It's going to be unpleasant. It's a labor of love.
I'm going to live forever, and I'm going to have migraines the whole time. Because there's a cross on my hat. Like, what are you talking about? The Pope is the worst. I don't know anybody...
His whole style's going to have to change. I mean, that's obvious.
I don't know anybody with more day-to-day cross exposure than the Pope.
Okay, then I'm going to switch to David Boreanaz.
Well, that's a little on the nose.
Yeah, he's the Pope of my heart.
I know he can do it. I've seen him succeed as a vampire previously.
You are the only one I know that can handle this power.
I'm going to say Ellen.
Why Ellen?
Here's my reasoning. Can you imagine a world after Ellen, post-Ellen, P.E.? Can you imagine the year one P.E.? I cannot, and I don't think the world could either.
I don't want to imagine. I just want to see her dance, and she'll dance the whole show and never get tired, because she's a vampire. And then she'll get angry at her guests who get tired. Because, like, when you're a vampire, you can pretty much dance forever.
Can I do Robert Pattinson, just as, like, payback?
Surprise.
Surprise, now you live forever.
Oh, what if you gave him eternal life and then immediately staked him through the heart? Mm. Just, like, right away, 1-2 punch.
Well, that would be murder. Or could you get it around the murder charge?
You'd because be like, hey, then man, he's undead.
He was a vamp.
Yeah. You cannot be tried for killing a vamp.
Okay.
That's true. Or a tramp. You get one from a rail car.
Or a scamp.
Or a scamp. Get out of here.
Yeah, we're gonna kill you.
Oh, now I've got it. I'm going to turn all of the rail riders, all of the lovable hobos, into vampires.
Oh, my God. Hey, ABC, I will sell you the series that I just created.
About boxcar vampires.
Beautiful boxcar vampires that ride the rails in 40K.
Boxcar trampires.
Oh, trampires.
Boxcar trampires. Boxcar trampires. What they'll do is they'll go around and have premarital sex, and then some of them go to college.
And some of them learn a little bit about love, but a lot about themselves.
Yeah, and one of them is Neve Campbell.
It's
like more like matronly, I think.
I would have gone with Misha Barton because she looks vampiric in the face region.
She does, right?
She looks hollow.
Her and Tilda Swinton, I think, would be a good...
Tilda Swinton can be her mom. Can we sign Tilda on?
I'm not ready for TV. You get to play a boxcar vampire.
Where do I sign?
Yeah.
How many times do I have to sign to be a boxcar vampire?
That is an undeniable role.
I want you to know that sounds like Russell Brand doing an impression of Tilda Swinton.
How about Russell Bay, the vampire?
What's he doing?
Russell, he
already looks like he lives in a boxcar.
Whatever the opposite of eternal life is, I would like to give to Russell Brand. I'd like to give him like 30-second life left remaining.
Have one.
Just to see what he does. Only now do I know what it means to truly live. But not too
familiar. Here's the thing. In this day and age, people change jobs. Millennials. No one is tied to any one position anymore, which makes it creating past work experience just the easiest thing.
Yeah,
pick a friend, write down their cell phone number, say they were the manager at the now defunct, etc., and then have the manager call them. Your friend will say whatever you tell them to.
You know, yeah. have the manager call us. We'll say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll lie. I'll put
for
a message.
$5, I'll tell them you were president. Is it possible that it's not like they're underqualified, like they don't have the years of experience, but they're underqualified, like it's a job as like an engineer or like as a surgeon, and they just don't have any knowledge of these things?
Well, I fucking hope it's not a surgeon.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I don't think the people who listen to our show are clinically unstable, which seems to be the picture that you're painting.
Now, come in here, Dylan. What prepares you to be a marine biologist? Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I like fish, and I'm scared of water. Let's get this done.
Let's learn some shit about otters.
I got an underwater microscope. Come on. Science. Science. Where's the whale?
Where's the whale at?
Which whale one's a shark again? Okay, yeah. That's right.
I want to put my microscope on a shark.
I want to call in that big fish like Jonah did. Remember?
I'm gonna learn about his inside parts.
By the way, I only believe in science that's in the Bible. Let's do this. I'm unqualified.
The Bible and Pinocchio.
This is my dream.
This is my dream, sir.
This is my dream job. I fucking hate fish. Ah, I hate this. Let's do it.
Ah.
Come on, you slimy bitches.
Look at him flop around on the table. This is crazy.
Now, somebody get me a science knife. I'm going to go to town on this fish.
Give me a science knife. I got to cut this whale open.
Tell you what, I'm not qualified for this job, but I'm going to dissect this octopus right in front of you. Watch. You watch. You watch.
I'm going to cut off some squid legs, put it on this octopus, make the ultimate tentacle monster animal. Is this science yet? Did we do it?
I want to do some science. Drop me in this tank. I'm going to tie this octopus's legs together like Popeye. But not
too familiar. Let's keep the food train rolling. This one is sent in by Golly Ayali. Thanks, Golly Ayali. It's Golly by Ayali. Yahoo Answers user. Hi? That's H-I-G-H, and then a question mark. Who asks?
Yes? You're on Yahoo Answers, I'm going to assume.
What do you do to make the lettuce on your sandwich feel sexy?
What? Wait. Uh-huh.
The responses to this question really shows off that Yahoo Answers is just an Algonquin roundtable of comedy.
Wait, hold on. Is there no more to the question?
That's it?
Nah, that's it. That's it. Megan responded, lay my meat on it real slow, then squirt mayo on it.
Oh, God.
I get it all wet, put it underwater just to make it so much more important that the rest of the lettuce, when really I'm just trying to wash any bacteria off, then I get kinky with it and bite it.
That took a weird practical turn. Wait. In the middle. Yo, girl, you know DDT and what all, and then I fuck it.
Dress it up in something sexy, not mayo. I can't enjoy it if it's dry unless it stays completely naked. Whisper naughty things to it. Put it in your mouth to bite it and suck on it.
It's lettuce. Everybody, it's lettuce. Like, what's the matter with you?
Let me suck on this sandwich fixings.
I forgot. I've lost the place where it's Griffin and the Yahoo Answers things, and now I just think my brother's is awful, awful mess of humanity.
Add salad cream.
Oh, God.
No, wait, hold on. Does it say add salad cream?
Add salad cream in all caps and a smiley face at the end of it.
As hey, America, that's not even a thing.
That's not a thing.
You made up salad cream for your dumb joke.
You mean salad dressing?
A special secret sauce. Why are you jizzing on your sandwich?
Why are you objectifying lettuce?
Put that away.
How about you just eat it? How about you just put it in your mouth because lettuce?
Hey, Internet, stop what you're doing. Put down the mouse, open the front door, and walk outside. And remember that you live in a real world with consequences for your actions.
Call your dad. Call your dad.
Just tell him what you're doing right now. You're talking about fucking lettuce. But not too familiar. Well, these sure are some hilarious bits, huh? Yeah, these bits, real top-notch. I love them, and you should too. But I wanted to take a quick time out to tell you about our sponsors this week. A couple of them I think you already know about. If you've listened to the show like ever before, you've probably heard of MeUndies. But MeUndies is a new way of doing underpants, and it's quite lovely, quite wonderful. Not only the patterns, but the execution. They're committed to making the world's most comfortable underwear, and as far as I'm concerned, they have done it. I wear MeUndies, and you should too. Gird your loins with only the greatest underpants in town. And right now, they're offering 20% off your first order if you go to MeUndies.com/mybrother. And if you don't love them, your first pair is free, but that's completely unnecessary because you will love them because they are wonderful underpants. We also want to tell you about NatureBox. NatureBox, you know them. By this point, I'd be amazed if anybody's not already doing NatureBox, but you should be. From snacks like peanut butter nom noms or sriracha cashews and Asiago cheese crisps, which are my favorite, NatureBox has over 100 delicious snacks to choose from. They can get delivered directly to your doorstep. They release brand new choices every single month. It's full of flavor, but without any of the junk, the stuff you don't want. So head to naturebox.com/mybrother and unbox a world of taste and possibility. If you go to naturebox.com/mybrother, your first box of hand-picked snacks sent directly to your doorstep. So trust me,
If you haven't already tried it, you'll love it. Go to naturebox.com/mybrother. We also want to tell you to check out Scolding the Winds. Riley is alone after being kicked out of her parents' house at 18, getting herself out of an abusive relationship and finding comfort only in her vices. She has no one left to count on, and when her feelings for a colleague begin to grow, Riley wonders if love is the answer to life's problems, or if it's just one more reason to pour another drink. Interested in religion, love, or advertising? Buy Scolding the Wind. It's only $5, and it's Joel Kelly's debut novella, and it's just $5 at scoldingthewinds.com. It sounds really cool to me. I'm going to check it out. I think you should too. scoldingthewinds.com. That's like wins, like WINDS.com. Check it out. Also, do you enjoy puzzle games? I do. Well, let me tell you about this one. Sure, it's your basic cryptogram game, but with runes. Solve the puzzle by matching each rune to a letter. Over 1,000 puzzles, and all the content is free. Categories include historical quotes, Shakespeare passages, and King James Bible verses. Just go to iTunes App Store and search for Runic Cryptogram. Runic. Like tunic, but with an R. Go check it out. That sounds really cool and exactly like the kind of app I love, so I'm going to check it out. I also have a message for Kate from Graham. 10 years ago, you chose to marry a man with the same name as your brother, which is absolutely not weird. You loved him, fed him, and quietly made his ugly green pants disappear. Every day, I'm filled with joy and awe that you're my wife. Here's to the next 10 years of laughter, fashion errors, and whenever possible, naps. Sweet, sweet naps. That's awesome, Graham. And Kate sounds like a wonderful person. And it sounds like you're very lucky to have her, Graham. You're very lucky. You don't deserve her. She's way too good for you. But yeah, that's really great for you guys. Congratulations. And now, back to the show.
But not too familiar.
I'm ready.
Here comes Yahoo. This one was sent in by Lisa Holifield. Thank you, Lisa. It's by Yahoo Answers user SteveMan3015. Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good username.
Yeah.
Who asks, this, what would happen if Uncle Jesse, in parentheses, John Stamos, from Full House, do if he got shorted a nugget at McDonald's? Say he orders a 20-piece nugget. He receives his order, he counts the nuggets, and he sees he only received 19 of them. What would he do?
Now, this could just be a thought exercise that this guy is doing, but I would like to think that, like, this man has, Steve Man, has been shorted a nugget, and he's like, I don't know what to do, and so I have to
Where can I look for advice?
Towards John Stamos, yeah. Uncle Jesse from Full House.
His WWUJFFHD bracelet.
I think that John Stamos would get really mad at the person behind the counter, but then, after a moment's thought, he would have mercy.
Jesus. I think he would
have mercy. Give me another nugget.
I think he would. I think he would get up, and he would leave the McDonald's restaurant because he's
and remember that he's John Stamos.
Goddamn Stamos.
Why the hell is he at McDonald's ordering chicken nuggets?
Yeah, who could name the original name of Full House? That's originally called House of Comics was the original bitch, and it was not a good name.
Sourdough Sweethearts was the original name of the show.
Yeah.
What's with all these dudes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? The weirdest thing about Full House is if the mom wasn't dead, it would be the weirdest goddamn show on television.
Hey, have you guys seen the new episode of Lazy Uncles?
At one point, one of them was living in the living room. They just, like, strung up a sheet, and that was his bedroom.
The theme song originally went, "Everywhere you look, there's an uncle. There are uncles fucking everywhere."
And you know what's even weirder? Only Uncle Jesse was related by blood. Joey was just there.
Just there! Yeah. There's a fucking embarrassment of uncles in this household. A murder of uncles.
That was actually the first
the original title was A Murder of Uncles.
Do you know that for 7 years, Joey Gladstone would meet a woman at a bar, and she would say, "Should we go back to your place?" And he would say, "I'm not sure that's a good idea. I live with my friend and his brother-in-law and his three daughters and my brother-in-law's wife and their twin sons and our dog."
So and Kimmy Gibbler from time to time.
And Kimmy Gibbler occasionally, and also... all of my puppets and Popeye toys.
Right. And I have to record the Rush Hour Renegades. So I should probably get going. You know, if that show I recorded today, Rush Hour Renegades would be a podcast, right? And I don't I don't need the competition, frankly.
That's true. And maybe the Smash Club? Is that it?
The Smash Club
yes. lives in their house?
I thought so. I felt like that show was like some kind of horrific like M.C. Escher drawing where no one could escape the house. Mm-hmm. Like, Uncle Jesse got married and had twins, and they put him in the attic.
Yeah.
Well, like some kind of crazy aunt.
Let's also remember that Jesse's last name changed midstream, and no one commented on it.
It did?
So I'm not sure logic and reason hold sway in this
house. How do you know so fucking much about Full House trivia?
See, it used to be Jesse Cochran, but John Stamos wanted something that sounded more Greek.
Yeah.
Or true to his hair.
So he picked the most Greek name that there is on the earth. But not too familiar. Guys, this Yahoo answer was it was sent in by Chuck Jones. Thanks, Chuck Jones. Oh, it's so good. It's by Yahoo Answers user Gary, who asks, thongs for men, in parentheses, boyskins? Hi, I was wondering if anyone knew where the website Boyskins has gone. I wanted to buy a thong form there, but saw they no longer wear up. I also wanted to buy my son one since he saw mine and wanted to try it. No, I'm not a pedo. He's 15 and can speak for himself, thanks. Does anyone know where I can buy adult and youth boy thongs? Thanks.
Oh, God.
Boyskins, if you couldn't tell from my pronunciation, does have a Z up on it.
Oh. Is there a Y? No, I mean, Y.
There is a Y.
I mean, at the end of boy, but not in skins, not mid-skins.
Oh, no. It would have been better if it was B-O-I skins. But I was not so lucky. But
trademark Avril Lavigne.
Mm-hmm. Why is this a thing?
Boys Why does website?
Everyone in the answers is saying go to Kmart and Walmart as if that's... How is that... Do they have those there?
I know from personal experience that Walmart does not have sock garters, so I really doubt they have man thongs.
Can we call them boyskins from now on? And also, can we call our podcast Boyskins from now on?
Hey, the effort to actually give this person a helpful answer, I just Googled boyskins, and boy, do I regret it. I should have done that. And if there are any government agents now monitoring my like DSL usage, like, I'm sorry. Very sorry. I didn't mean to do it.
Is boyskins... I don't see a website called Boyskins. I see a lot of usernames named Boyskins and a YouTube channel called Boyskins. So I'm thinking that this person's trying to start some branding. Oh, all these accounts are closed. I'm trying to Nancy Drew this shit, but...
Boyskins just fell off the face... Well, fell off the butt of the internet, let's be honest.
Fuck.
Nope, you can't find Boyskins anywhere.
There's a Blogspot called Boyskin. Oh, no, don't just go to Boyskin at Blogspot. Oh, it's dicks all over! Dicks for miles!
How could this happen? Well,
you know, in 20 years, on an episode of Storage Wars, they'll open up a storage container and find just box after box labeled Boyskins. And they'll be looking at it going, you know, the Boyskins are worth, that's like $1,000 a box right there. I'm seeing like $6,000 in thongs.
Is that a Hummel Boyskin? I can tell. That looks like a Hummel Boyskin. I was hoping that they were going to find the Boyskin website, because I was curious how you were going to conceptualize that for me.
Is that the domain name Boyskins?
There's underneath this, what appears to be an elderly woman's sewing table folded up in the shelves here, there seems to be a website called Boyskins.
It's called Boyskins.
It's become corporeal. It looks hungry.
It seems, now this looks like a regular cupboard, but when you open it and go inside, you exit on the other side into Boyskins, the website. Have a look around its directories and indexes. You're going to like what you see.
you're going to be horrified at the way you look, I guarantee it.
Mm.
Is that Mr. Tumnus? He looks fantastic. Very svelte. How did you get the tiny holes over your furry legs, Mr. Tumnus?
Mm.
God. That is really doing some... It is shaping you very attractively.
That is the most vivid mental picture I think we've ever created on this show. Because I can't... It's like...
It's like I can't get it out. And if you could see in my head the look Mr. Tumnus is giving me, it's troubling. Because he's angry. It's not like a seductive look. He's angry that I'm there.
I'm forming this sentence with my mouth and speaking it with the power from my brain, but I'm only dedicating about 1% of my brain to that task because the other 99% is dreaming up this visage, and I can't.
I've been meaning to correct you, children. It's pronounced Aslan.
Oh, Jesus. But not
too familiar. Hey, I'm a straight, red-blooded American male who in May is serving as best man at my gay best friend's wedding. Ceremony itself is very traditional, but I'm stumped when it comes to the bachelor party. The attendee mix is going to be about 50-50 straight gay with a few lesbians thrown in for color. How do I throw my pal a rainbow-colored bachelor party? Please note that my friend, by his own admission, is a terrible gay, and he's expressed on more than one occasion a desire to have an Asian lady stripper at his party getting down in Durham. Wow.
Wow.
I feel like the bulk of it's already planned.
This is a
Asian lady stripper.
I mean, this is a real tough one. We don't get many toughies like this.
Ultimately, the easy answer, which is to say the not funny answer, is you give him what you want, what he wants, and I guess an Asian lady stripper. I guess that's what you do.
This is my answer.
The fun answer.
What can't you do?
God, this you're is, right.
I'm imagining like a Caligulan miasma of genital delights.
Just a bacchanal.
Just a
yeah.
What's a, what? Can, what do you want? Because it's everywhere.
The fucking sky's the limit as far as fucking goes.
Earthly delights. Put it anywhere. Happy bachelor party. Sorry Dave couldn't marry you. He died last night.
He OD'd on hedonism.
he's a weird sexaholic, and he can only get off
he was drinking wine watching. Out of a lady's hair, and he goes,
amazing. Are we done?
No,
maybe a cake. Maybe a cake. I don't know.
Maybe a tasteful cake.
some balloons.
Hey, welcome to Cake Boss. This week on Cake Boss, we're making a big cake shaped like a butthole for a gay guy's bachelor party with an Asian lady stripper gonna pop out of it.
We're making a cake.
Just thinking about it.
This cake looks like a dick going into a cake shaped like a vagina going into a cake shaped like another vagina. Cake Boss.
Cake Boss. Stay tuned for the littlest chocolatiers, by which I mean they're inside the cake. What the fuck?
What the fuck? I'm making 8 dicks today. Cake Boss.
This isn't even for a party.
This isn't even being filmed right now.
This butthole cake's for Cake Boss. Cake Boss.
This cake's from fucking Cake Boss. This cake's made of sand, and also I'm a ghost.
Cake Boss. But not
too familiar. Yeah.
Guys, this Yahoo answer was should we Yahoo it?
Yeah, I was about to ask you for one, and then you fucking incepted me.
All right,
I love it.
This Yahoo was sent in by Lisa Holifield. Thank you, Lisa. Oh, Lisa is becoming quickly our top gold contributor. Mm-hmm. This question was asked by Rezexion. R-E-Z-X-I-A-N. Rezexion. Or perhaps Rejan.
Oh, no.
Rejan.
Gucci, Gucci, Vinny, Vinny, Mini, Mini, Prada.
Krayshawn asks,
Gucci, Gucci,
Gucci, Gucci, Bitchy, 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 Marijuana.
What's up with these basic bitches?
Rejan asks, if you could assassinate any of the characters of Saved by the Bell, who would it be and how? Zach, Slater, Screech, Kelly, Lisa, Jesse, or Mr. Belding?
I would have to go with probably A.C. Slater.
Oh, my God.
Why would you kill A.C. Slater?
You actually answered it.
Well, you know, the funny thing about this is that this is actually how
Good Morning, Miss Bliss ended was with the assassination of Miss Bliss. Mm. And it was the catalyst of Saved by the Bell. That's how Saved by the Bell started. Mm.
As Haley I'm going over this...
Haley Mills' character, Miss Bliss, was assassinated.
As I'm going over this wiki, one of my favorite things that I've learned is that the creators and writers and the producers and everything don't give two shits about continuity in the Saved by the Bell universe. Because, like, so they canceled Good Morning, Miss Bliss after, like, 12 episodes and relaunched it to Saved by the Bell. And so then when they sold it into syndication, they just kind of wrapped the Good Morning, Miss Bliss episodes into it. And they're like, fuck it, no one will notice. And nobody did.
They're kids, yeah, Donald. They're kids.
Kids are stupid. They just love Zach's hair, and they love romance between him and Kelly Kapowski.
Did you see he said, time out, and he had like a phone and shit. It's awesome. But
I would, of course, assassinate Zach, because you do that, the infrastructure crumbles, and you can slip in there, and then you're the cool guy. You can't let anyone know you did it.
What you're failing to take into account, Justin, is that all of this is the dream of Zach Morris.
Oh, shit.
He's staring into a snow globe while his dad and mom sit in the corner going, he just stares at it all day long.
When he freezes time, he actually is talking to his therapist.
Yeah. Let's back up really quick, because first off, I don't think you assassinate a Saved by the Bell character. I think you can only murder them. I think if you kill Zach or AC Slater, it's a murder and not an assassination. Right?
What's the difference?
I thought you were going to say that you can't murder them because they're all vampires.
Well, that, but I don't know.
You can only slay them.
You assassinate a king or a political figure, but you murder a high school student.
I would assassinate Senator Zach Morris.
To be fair, Zach is basically the king of Bayside High. I think he may have even referred to himself as such. That's actually how the high school wars were started, is that Archduke Zach Morris was assassinated by one of the cast of California. The cast of California Dreams actually assassinated Archduke Zach Morris, and that was the start of...
And the problem is that the kids from California Dreams had a signed treaty with the cast of Hang Loose, mm-hmm. that sure. said that in the event of war, you had to fight with us. And, you know, pretty soon it just got really hairy.
The Zach Attack Proclamation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's correct.
All recall.
Let's play a game called...
The Shot Heard Round Bayside.
Let's play a game called Who on Yahoo Answers Scares the Shit Out of Me the Most.
Okay.
Is it best answer submitter Aunt Yana, who replies AC Slater? I don't know how, but I'd make it painful.
Whoa.
Okay.
Is it Cutie Pie 1987, who says Kelly, suffocation on pom poms?
Wow.
Is it Chris, who said Screech, I would choke him. I hate his voice.
Jesus Christ.
Was it James A? It was James A, who responded, I would handcuff them all together in a circle, then I would stand in the center wearing body armor and drop a live hand grenade. Whoever lived would be subsequently beheaded.
Wow!
I would watch that movie.
Dear Internet, this is Travis. We're breaking up.
Yeah. Bryn McDonald 2005 said, Jesse, because she was one of the ones who left for most of the show and returned only till the end for Kelly and Zach's wedding, I would have her fall out her window room.
Wow.
Jesse, you fair weather bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, she's there when it suits her.
Yeah.
I would kill Tori Scott because clearly she is a phantasm.
Can we just kill nobody?
Can we not kill anybody on this fictional kids show? You fuck.
You know what's funny? By definition, if you use about the phrase "I'm not a sports nut," is that if you actually use the phrase "sports nut," it automatically disqualifies you from the distinction.
Yeah. Unless you're Bob Uecker. If you're Bob Uecker, he can say he's a sports nut.
Yeah. Other than that, like, you don't like sports. You're saying something you think someone like sports says.
I'm a bit of a sports nut.
I think you could call me a sports nut.
I spend time at the BW3s.
One could accurately classify me as a basketballman.
A soccerista.
A soccerista in your country. Well, I don't know what they call
it. Footballerino?
footballist, I guess.
What about I got nothing.
I like that honesty.
Polo. That's what I was going for. Polo.
Polo.
We need more horse-based sports.
Mm-hmm. We need to be more honest about the production of this show, Travis. I like that. Yeah, so let me. So.
But not too familiar.
Hit me.
This one was sent in by Lisa Hullifield. Thank you, Lisa. It's by Yahoo Answers user The Leviathan, who asks, how do you prepare for a staring contest? I always get into a staring contest with my cousin when I see him, and I want to prepare to finally beat him over the holidays. What can I do to become a champ? This is a good sport you get into, right?
Step one, training montage.
Mm-hmm.
Staring contest, step one, you're going to want to moisturize.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is applying Visine during a staring contest legal? Is that allowed?
As long as you don't blink. If you could do that blinkless,
then you're a fucking robot with robot eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, robot eyes.
Steve Forbes up in this bitch. Robot eyes.
Stab both your eyes out. Put some glass in there. Yeah. And you'll never. I don't think you'll have to moisten them.
Wait. Do you mean just like shards of glass or like a fake eyeball?
Glass eyeballs, not shards of glass.
Okay. Shards of glass is a very intimidating technique.
Yeah.
I don't see how that helps you.
Can I get a clarification on this? I find that I travel all around this great blue globe, and people have different definitions of staring contests. Growing up in my neck of the woods, it was if you blinked, you lose.
If you blunked, you were out.
If you blunked, you're out. But a lot of people seem to roll with if you smile or laugh, you out. It's about keeping a straight face.
Mm-hmm. No. Then that could just go on forever.
See, Griffin knew what I was talking about, though. Griffin's heard this.
That's how we
I know. I've heard it.
Do you know what it was? It was a lot of kids were doing it the original folk game version of staring contest, and they were going blind. They were just going blind, and so the academia, the public education system of this great nation of ours, sort of enforced the second rule set and taught that to my generation so that our perfect peepers would remain.
And then when that started to get boring, they introduced Pogs.
Mm-hmm.
They actually recorded there was a lot of public awareness. The same people who did I'm Not Gonna Play Sun City did a tribute song, If You Care, Please Don't Stare.
Yeah.
That was kind of swept the airwaves. Lionel Richie, I think, co-wrote that with Andrew Dice Clay, which was kind of a weird pairing.
And then there was the one, Stop and Think and Then Take a Blink.
Yeah.
Right.
I really like that one.
Who co-wrote that, Trav? Because I was trying to remember.
I think that was Elton John and Billy Joel together. It was amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
There was a redo of the Donald O'Connor song Make 'em Laugh, called Make 'em Laugh, : The New Rules Set for Staring Contest.
Right.
For God's sakes, make them laugh.
Who co-wrote that? I forget.
It was originally written by Donald O'Connor, but the new version was written by Rosie O'Donnell.
And Donald Loge.
That's weird. And I know that there was another one, song for about blinking, laugh.
And that one was by Tears for Fears.
Mm-hmm. That one was by Tears for Fears and an infant Lady Gaga.
Embryo Gaga.
I basically wanted to say infant Lady Gaga and didn't come up with the part with the song. So I kind of, I don't know if you guys could notice, but I kind of flubbed my way through that.
No, you totally covered it.
Welcome to
Did I nail it? The
Mabim Bam Sausage Factory.
We're taking you inside with director's commentary this week.
Go deep. But not too familiar. Is it weird that when I talk about babies, I have to talk in this voice so I don't wake up the imaginary baby in my room?
I don't think that's weird.
Okay.
I don't do it.
It's not a conscious decision.
Is there an age cutoff for imaginary baby that you talk to in your room?
I just want to be soft.
Is imaginary baby there right now, Griffin?
Babies aren't tough, you know, guys.
So don't get rough.
Let's not get rough with these babies.
Do you ever sit in a? Do you have a rocker in your office in which you snuggle and rock your imaginary baby?
It's not a real imaginary baby. I'm just saying, I talk no, like I, there is one.
I know it's not a real imaginary
if you
baby, sweetie.
If you guys wouldn't mind, just like keep it down. Keep your voices down a little bit.
What's his name? It's adorable.
His name is Dor.
Wait, hold on. Did you name your imaginary baby Dwarp? He sounds like the head of the House of Lannister.
Oh, God.
Dwarf. I like the one where your imaginary baby taught me how to play golf.
And Tim Conway as Dwarf. He's short because he's a baby. It's an imaginary baby that lives in Griffin's heart. Dwarp. You know, whenever I go hiking, I always bring a big bag of Dwarp.
Oh, delicious. But not
too familiar. What about mini golf attendees? The people who have to like chase off
windmill winder
when teens are like fucking on the mini golf course. Somebody has to chase them off, and that's a job that we can get paid for.
Get out of that clown's mouth, you fucking teens!
Yeah,
you
dirty, dirty, dirty teens.
Oh shit! Shh, jeez, it's Dwarp.
You kids, get out of here!
Oh,
get
Travis.
Out of here! I'm an invisible baby. I'm an invisible baby from Brooklyn.
Invisible boom boom in my typee.
Oh God!
I'm gonna call the baby police to have them come get you out. Dwarf. Baby firemen in the tiny ladders. And now I sound like a baby hairdresser.
This is baby mini golf, so you can't even see it. It's microscopic.
And it's imaginary.
Baby. It's welcome to Dwarf's mini, mini imaginary baby golf. I owe it all to my dad, Griffin. It's so weird.
Now where can I ash this cigar humorously?
Where would be a funny, disrespectful place for me to ash my mini imaginary cigar? I'm Dwarp.
Next time on Invisible Baby All in the Family.
My child is Edith Bunker. But not too familiar. Let's come back with a Yahoo answer. This one was... Jesus, this one's sent in by Lisa Holyfield, too. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Crushing it, fan of the year.
Can she just have some money?
Yep.
Someone give her some money. This it was asked by Brian, who asks, is it illegal for me to upload a picture of me with a sword to Facebook? I want my default pick to be one of me with the sword I got in 8th grade. If I do not look threatening, is this illegal? Any ins and outs I need to be aware of? P.S. I will look civilized.
Call Guinness. Because it's the first time dude has ever looked civilized.
It's me. I'm wearing a frock. And this is my gentleman's foil. How civil.
I'm looking at the Facebook rules right now about posting pictures. And it says to do it, you have to have a really intense look on your face and be holding the sword somewhere down around your crotch.
You have to have photoshopped fire, like Dragon Ball Z fire, on the sword and possibly in your eyes. And it has to say something above it, like, destiny.
And you have to make sure that you've tastefully trimmed your scraggly beard.
If somebody could photoshop us pictures of us like that, I will make it my favorite.
I want nothing but Dragon Ball Z photoshops of us.
Yeah,
I
don't fire, even swords.
There's fire and beards. Swords, laser beams, tails.
The word maybe he meant civilized, which is to look like Cybill Shepherd.
I like the idea of civilized better, like us in like full like 1930s military regalia with an épée in one hand and a tea sandwich in the other.
Very fancy.
I used to own swords, everybody.
I still have swords. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to, like, take Facebook. It's like, I mean, there's lots of... Okay, I have a crock pot. But if my Facebook picture is me holding a crock pot above my head like, yes, look at it. This is me. This is me in 2012. For crockpots. It's all about it. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, putting it in your Facebook picture it defines you. I mean, it is your outside message to the world, right?
Well, I think if you're the kind of person that owns swords, then you're the kind of person that owns swords. And there's no getting around that.
You know, I have a sword, and you guys want to know a secret?
Not.
Okay, great.
This is really dicey, but I'm gonna go with yes.
I would never own a gun, but I see nothing wrong with keeping a sword by the bed for protection.
Is this about to get... Are we about to have an argument about the lethality of swords?
No. I'm just saying, like, I would like to envision a circumstance in which a criminal breaks into my house and has a gun, and I draw a sword.
You're telling me you could more easily stab a stranger with a giant sword than you could shoot a stranger?
Like, I'm hoping you stab them in the guts.
And then you see it. You see everything.
You watch their intestines spill out across your Davenport.
I can do a pretty deep lunge, and I feel like it would be really intimidating.
Travis, that's the most fucked up thing you've ever said out loud.
I don't think that's true.
Why don't you just keep a heavy rock next to the bed, fucking you Lord of the Flies psychopath?
I keep that under the couch.
I don't want my kids getting hurt, but I would like the feeling of crushing a man's skull with my bare hands. So I'll just keep a big rock next to my bed.
Now, the floor does open up into a sort of boo-boo box scorpion trap. But it's that, I mean, guns, yuck. Yeah. Not for me.
Travis, you do have to do me a favor, though. If you ever get into this imaginary situation, you gotta tube it for me. I gotta see what happens. Seriously, I will make a whole Bravo series about that night you did that dumb thing.
That's fair.
Yeah. Okay. If you have the sword and they are like, they see you, okay? Describe that very next.
This is how I picture it going. It's a very slow burn. Down to their gun, and then they slow burn down to my sword.
Okay.
And then they drop the gun and just start backing away.
Okay.
That's how I hope it pans out.
Why? Why?
Because otherwise they shoot me in the face.
Yeah. Right. I mean, no, definitely. I'm pretty well versed in the actual thing that will definitely really happen. I'm kind of curious. I want you to take me sort of inside and why you think they're going to see this.
Well, I also have the true faith that, like, in an emergency situation, I would just immediately be able to have, like, the
Dragon Ball Z fucking superpowers?
Yeah, I just feel like ninja would just come upon me, and I would just move like
no fucking bullets would come up on you. You would be dead.
Oh, man. Gotta tube that for me.
But not too familiar.
Before we let you go, real quick, we want to remind you to go check out MeUndies. It's simple. Just go to MeUndies.com/mybrother, all one word, and you get 20% off your first order. It's incredibly comfortable underwear. You're going to love it. I guarantee it. Also, go check out NatureBox, where you can order hundreds of great-tasting snacks. You can go to naturebox.com/mybrother to sign up for a sampler box of great-tasting snacks. You should do it already. I don't know why you haven't done it, but go do that. If you would like to have a spot on the Money Zone, just go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron, and it'll get you all set up there. We can wish someone a happy birthday, happy anniversary, or tell someone about your website or your product or whatever. Go check it out. We also want to say thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off of the album Putting the Days to Bed. It's an incredible album. I listen to it all the time. You should too. By this point, I mean, I think we've been pushing it for about 230 episodes. You should go listen to it. Why haven't you done it yet? It's so good. We also want to say go listen to the other amazing MaximumFun.org shows. They're all incredible. There's some on there that I think everybody will like. Go check out Sawbones. Check out Stop Podcasting Yourself. Can I Pet Your Dog? We Got This. Bunker Buddies. A whole bunch of them. Next week's episode is going to be our switchover episode. So when you tune in, you'll hear Cameron Esposito and Jesse Thorne and Dave Holmes on My Brother and Me. You can tune in to hear us on Jordan Jesse Go. You can also tune in to hear us and our dad Clint on The Flop House, and you can tune in to hear The Flop House guys on
the Adventure Zone. So it's a very exciting week. Baby Geniuses is switching with Bunker Buddies, and it's craziness all around. So go check them all out. Also, if you haven't already, go check out Justin's food review show, Things I Bought at Sheetz, on YouTube. It's amazing. Sheetz, like S-H-E-E-T-Z. It's really funny. He does it with our buddy Dwight. It's hilarious. Start from the beginning. There's a weird through line that I think you're going to love. You should also check out Trends Like These, a podcast I do with my friend Brent, where we talk about what's trending on the internet. You can find it at trendslikethese.com. I think that's going to do it for us this week. And now let's throw it to Griffin with a final Yahoo.
But not too familiar.
But thanks for listening. We love you.
Thanks, everyone. This final Yahoo was sent in by Golly Ayali. Thank you, Golly. It's by Yahoo Answers user Turn, who asks, would Christianity be as popular as it is today if the Jesus was depicted more like Danny DeVito?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This is my brother and me, kiss your dad.
Square out the way.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.